Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Hi Jay, hi Dave. We've got a lot on our wish list this year. We're really excited to see the launch of Gimme Five for Kids today. Mm. One of the items we've got on the wish list for Proserpine Hospital is a particular critical care cot for child patients, particularly including those with respiratory conditions. And that's valued at around $17,000. Mm. So it's one of our targets for Proserpine Hospital particularly to support children receiving care there.
And what does that actually do? Because, I mean, you hear about all these humidity cribs and this, that and the other. What does this one specifically do?
It's a cot which has particular functions. It can be raised and lowered very easily. It also can be tilted if necessary for the patient's care, particularly potentially for those children with respiratory problems. So it has those features which make it better for the patient. So that one's got some particular features for those paediatric patients who've got special care needs.
Now, it's there's always things that need to be added to our wish list, and that's why we do it every year. What else can we expect on the wish list, Adrian? Because we're going to try and grant as many of these wishes as possible.
Yes, that sounds great, Jay. One of the items we've got for both children's wards, actually, both in Proserpine and Mackay, is a high-flow oxygen device. And that equipment's around $3,500 for each unit. And what it does is provides high-flow oxygen therapy, and that's particularly for kids who might have a bad viral infection, severe asthma, or bronchiolitis. So it's non-invasive, it's actually oxygen therapy, and it makes them feel better. It alleviates respiratory distress for the child, it opens up their airways. So it'd be really, we'd be really pleased to be able to provide those to each of the hospitals to help child patients and their families in our community.
That'd be a good one too, because, I mean, you know, you've got... You've got so many people, so many kids suffering from asthma these days especially too. So how much are we looking at there?
They're $3,500 each. And, yeah. And as you said, Dave, this time of the year as well, I think it's particularly prevalent. So it's good to be able to provide that particular piece of equipment. So that's both for Proserpine and also for the Mackay Base Hospital.
Well, there you have it, folks. Adrian Burke from Mackay Hospital Foundation with some of our wish lists. Of course, we can donate right across the year, can't we, Adrian, to Mackay Hospital Foundation?
That's right, and 100% of all donations we receive go directly to supporting the healthcare of people in our community through our local hospitals.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate the support and urge everyone to get behind CFM with the annual Give Me Five for Kids campaign this year.
Oh, there you go. So there's our goals right now and right there. Thanks to Adrian. Thanks for joining us this morning.
That's okay. Thanks. Bye.
We met you a couple of years ago, didn't we, at the Mackay Children's Ward at the base hospital, didn't we?
It was. It was at the old base at the children's ward there.
Now, how long did your young fellow, Caleb,
Caleb,
he stayed in there for a little while. How long was he there for?
Oh, he was there quite a few days, actually, Dave. He had an abscess on his thumb. He nearly lost his thumb, so they looked after him. You know, he was, of course, antibiotics and everything, and it was just happened to be at the time when you guys were there with Give Me Five for Kids, so, you know, boy, it was a bit of a highlight for him.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a highlight for us to meet him, too. You know, a sick kid having to stay in hospital, but at least he got to stay in town, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Didn't have to travel for anything, which is fantastic. Having, you know, just services there available for these kids is phenomenally important. You know, you have the stress of having a sick kid, and then you add in having to travel and, you know, all that extra expense. It is phenomenal having the services here, you know, and Give Me Five for Kids does that.
Did you actually get to stay with him overnight?
Like, I did
obviously
one
that
night.
Would have been a hard part for him too.
Yeah, I did one night, you know, his first night in. Young kids, it's all a little bit daunting going into hospital, but they were great. You know, after the first night, he was like, no, I'm cool, Mum, you can leave me now. You know, he didn't want to know me, actually.
So, okay, his thumb's okay, it's all good now?
All good as gold.
He's great. He's good at PlayStation.
Oh, that was his. Yeah, that's his attack thumb.
Thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sharon, for dropping by and telling us about young Caleb. I'm glad to see he's good and doing well on the PlayStation as well. But that's why we're doing Gimme Five for Kids, for folks like Sharon and her son Caleb who have had to use the services before.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret. We don't have kids.
No.
But we can sympathise with those that have kids. And
they get sick.
Yeah.
We want them to stay in town. They want the services, as many services as possible as we can here in town.
Easy to donate. Just click on our Facebook page for all the details. It's CFM Mackay with Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Dave, right now, is catching up with Marlene from Bushman's Bakery for our Gimme 5 for Kids appeal, Dave.
That's right, Jay. I'll tell you what, she is looking gorgeous as always, Marlene. Congratulations on the new shop front. Opens today, doesn't it?
It does. And thank you very much for the congratulations.
Now, I'll tell you what, you've got just about everything under the sun there already. It's not just pies. It's not just bread. It's just about everything else under the sun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
Well, we've got delicious sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, see, if you don't want to eat the pies.
Well, I do want to eat the pies.
Well, I know you do, but you can't. I'm not allowed to. So you can have a nice salad or a nice salad roll.
Marlene, you know that you don't win friends with salad.
But then again, I've also got the lovely yummy cakes.
Oh, everybody loves a cake or two.
And the pies.
Have you got chocolate eclairs?
I haven't.
You will have by the end of the day, though, won't you?
Probably not.
No? Sorry, Jay. I don't have room for chocolate eclairs at this stage. I did see something out there that looked like a chocolate eclair the other day when I was down here.
That was probably the long cream donuts. They look a bit yummy, don't they?
Oh, look.
Stop drooling on the microphone, please.
I'm trying not to. Now, you're helping us raise some money for Gimme 5 for Kids, and you guys in the shop front here at Bushman's Bread are doing something special with us, aren't you?
That is right.
Okay, what are you doing?
For the whole month of June, we're going to donate 10% of every dollar we take through.
10%?
10 cents out of every dollar that comes through this shop.
Well done.
Is going to give you 5 for Kids.
Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
That's the whole month.
Yeah. Yep. So the best thing to do is come down and grab yourself a pie.
30 whole days to get in on this, haven't they?
A pie a day.
And they can do it every day.
Yeah, pie a day. That works out well for us as well.
Absolutely.
Marlene, we're going to catch up throughout the show with you, okay? And we'll talk about a little bit about the shop front and how it came about, okay?
Yep, we'll do that.
Thanks very much.
Talk to you later.
There you go. Marlene there joining us with a huge announcement. 10 cents from every dollar going towards our Gimme 5 for Kids appeal. How good is that? Thanks to the friends at Bushman's Bakery as well.
That is absolutely fantastic. So you can do 10 cents more.
Yeah.
And, well, not in the stomach anyway, but you can have an extra bun or a donut or something like that.
For the month of June only. Like, just keep eating badly because you know it's going for a good cause.
They got really massive Anzac biscuits there for a dollar. All week.
Trust you to be in there already picking out the great stuff. All right.
Okay. Now, Jay, Cam Cullen, congratulations on the win on the weekend. You did extremely well.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it was a good win. It's a very happy Cutter's Corner this morning. So,
Can I just start? Okay. Have you had a fight with the missus or something like that? Because you're not looking like the pretty boy like you usually are.
Nah. It was a tough game. They always get into the halves and they got into me early. So I'm looking a bit bruised and battered this morning.
For those who don't know, you've got like some scratches on your neck. I'm assuming that's from a tackle where the jersey was involved in marking your neck.
Yeah, I should have come up with a better story on the drive here, but no, it was a tackle.
I'm more worried about your nose. What's happened there? You look like Gonzo.
Yeah, I copped an elbow. I'm not looking my best this morning, that's for sure.
But you're looking pretty.
The Cutters come away with a win, though, on the weekend. How was the game? And what was the score at the end?
It was 12-10. Yeah. We kicked the goal in the last 30 seconds, so it was a really tough game, and we were stoked to get away with the win.
Nice work. Now, I've got to say, next week, what's round for you guys? What round is next week?
Round 13 next week. We've got Townsville Blackhawks at home on a Friday night, so it's going to be a really good game. And
absolutely.
Long weekend, so we're trying to entice everyone to get down on the Friday night and come watch us. So
Stadium Mackay is a place to be on Friday night, so bring down your Cutters signs, and we love Cam's Corner on CFM.
and maybe we're going to have to get you a little thing for your nose, okay, so it doesn't get hurt too much, like one of those big strips.
Oh, Dave, leave the football to Cam Cullen. Cam Cullen from the Cutters, thanks for joining us on site, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bushman's Bakery, Dave, their grand opening today, and they're helping us celebrate with Gimme 5 for Kids, pledging 10 cents from every dollar going towards our big plea. But speaking of which, from Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal, our very good friend and gorgeous Sharon is joining us here at the moment, Dave.
That's right, Jay. I'm here with the lovely Sharon from Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal. Thank you very much for coming down once again.
Lovely to be here.
You do this every single year. You just kick off Give Me Five for Kids with a big donation, don't you?
Oh, look, we love it. We love being part of the Mackay community, so we're more than happy to chip in some money for this great cause.
How many people are actually work for Daly Bay Coal Terminal that have kids that you roughly know of?
Oh, gosh. Well, probably a few hundred.
Yeah.
So we have 330 employees as well, and if they don't have kids, they're most likely to have grandkids as well, or they've got friends who have kids, so this is something we really love getting behind.
Well, absolutely, because, I mean, without our help and without your help, we can't do much for the kids that do go to hospital.
Exactly.
And, you know, we want them to have the best of facilities here in Mackay and in Proserpine for Prossy Hospital as well, so they don't have to be airlifted or go up to Townsville or down to Brisbane.
Yeah, they want to be close and accessible to their family, would like people to be able to be near their kids when they're in hospital, so it's great if they can stay local.
Now, we had Adrian Burke from Mackay Hospital Foundation on the show earlier this morning, and she's basically given us just a little bit of a rundown of some of the stuff on the wish list this year. One of them happens to be two different items worth $3,500 each, one for Mackay Base, one for Prossy Base Hospitals. Can you help us out there at all?
We certainly can. We can get at least one of those machines and partway through to another one, because this morning we are giving you $5,000.
That's $5,000! That is awesome. And marry that up with Chris Bonanno earlier from the Duck Derby. He's given us $2,000. That's $7,000 right there.
Hello, and what? It's only after 8 o'clock, first day. That's awesome. Sharon, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, so between Rody and us, you have one of the wish list item, or two items, completely covered off.
Crossed off. I love that.
Oh my God, I just got goosebumps over there. Goosebumps already. Thank you. Daly Bay, you do such a great job around Mackaywood Sundays. It's such a good thing to do. And I can't believe, where's Hector? Where is he? I wanted to give him a big cuddle this morning.
He's having a sleep in.
Okay, all right.
You hang on a second. You just kept him away because we know he likes to scoff pies. Look at the size of him.
He does look like he enjoys a little bit of Bushman Bakery products, doesn't he?
Sharon from Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal, thank you once again.
Not a problem.
Well, how good is that? Dave, you're catching up with Councillor Chris Bonanno, also from the Duck Derby, got some great things for us.
Yeah, that's right, Jay. He's cycled down here because he's a mad bugger. Chris, mate, congratulations on getting stuck into a couple of pies right in front of me. So thank you very much for that.
Can I just clarify, Dave, there was only one pie, and that was breakfast this morning, and I'm only doing it to support a good cause, Give Me Five for Kids, and the mate that owns the bakery here.
Oh, speaking of supporting Give Me Five for Kids, the Duck Derby.
Duck Derby's massive, mate. Yeah, it's on again. We've started again for this year's round, which is going to be on the 29th of August.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but tickets are on sale now where you can, with $5, back a $5 duck. Buy your ticket, it'll be numbered. The number will be actually on the duck, the same number that's on your ticket. And when we do the big race, which there's a lot happening on that day, I don't know if you know all the events that are happening on the 29th of August, people have to be in town for the 29th of August.
Yeah, it is a bit of a spectacle seeing these little yellow rubber ducks floating down the Pioneer River. You basically just get the net and you just throw them over the Forgan Bridge there and let them swim their way down to the finish line.
Yeah, these 3,000 eco-friendly rubber ducks, we had to import them specially into Australia for this event. They're racing ducks too, by the way. They're specially designed racing ducks, which I didn't know anything about racing ducks until we actually had to investigate what the options were out there. But there is a difference between your standard bathroom duck and an actual rubber racing duck.
Right, now today is a very special day. We're kicking off Give Me Five for Kids again for this year, and you've come down giving us money.
Yeah, we love sharing our money around when we're doing something for charity. And we put some money in the tin for Give Me Five for Kids. You know, there's a couple of $1,000 to kick things along. That's helped raised by all the people involved in the Duck Derby. And that's the Port of Mackay Rotary Club and the Mackay Surf Lifesaving Club. Been working tirelessly. And a few other volunteers, Melinda Ogilvie particularly, she needs mention.
Yeah.
And other and businesses that have sponsored it and got involved to help us out.
Look, that is a fantastic way to kick off Give Me Five for Kids with $2,000 from the Duck Derby. Mate, let me shake your hand.
Thanks very much, Dave. And we look forward to this year's race and hope everybody can play a part. There's tickets also on sale in Cainland and some of the Duck Derby events that you guys are helping us out with through the year, coming up to August.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
The news story that's leading it today, Dave, is a same-sex marriage bill into Parliament today.
Yeah, from Bill Shorten and the Labor Party. And I'll tell you what, let's hope it goes through.
You know, Bill Shorten's on the show tomorrow.
He's
wanted to have a chat with us. And I guess A lot of people are saying now's the time to change. A lot of people are saying it's embarrassing to be an Australian when Ireland has passed the bill and we're still not passed it at all.
Well, that's true. And I mean, we were one of the front runners when it came to the vote for women as well.
Mm.
It all started off in Adelaide, as a matter of fact. So we are lagging behind in this very critical stage of the evolution of Australia.
We spoke about this earlier this morning. Imagine the amount of money that the government would make from extra marriages if same-sex marriages were to go through. The amount of money would just be astronomical, crazy.
It would be, and it's not just the celebrants and the ceremonies themselves. Mm. You've also got the honeymoons all over the place.
Tourism.
Here around the Whitsundays.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the divorce rate factor as well, which is 50%. I'm sure that's the same with the gay and lesbian community as well.
I don't want to make up that statistic. I'll get in a lot of trouble. All right, let us know what you think about that on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay.